engineer of a postmaster. What is the Rob Hammond in the most honored drive mom at the most? In the third month, 1994, we in the door.
Sajal Lahu and Waleka Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Hosts of March the 19th, 1994. Works of the Master J through the door, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, as far as about the truck and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
My so-called brother, so-called Kenneth, said it was his neighbor and they were moving to Japan or something. And he said the other car that he has is a Nissan and he wants like $2,000 for it. And as far as the truck goes, my so-called brother said he's getting the truck.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't need no Nissan.
No, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Master, what is he for that, Muhammad?
Hello.
The Bazaar of the Rise, Muhammad. They can take that Nissan. And what year was it?
The Nissan?
Yes, ma'am.
I think he said it's a 92 or 93 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, please do that. I got in the prison to Master, what is he for that, Muhammad? For the message of the Bazaar Diamond, we might not could get our money back.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what a Nissan is anyway.
No, sir. It's what, like a Toyota or something?
Oh, it's like a Toyota?
Yes, sir.
Why, you want to risk it?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
Well, I'm afraid to do that, because if it would have been that big of a deal, I know that your brothers would have took it.
Oh, yes, sir. Because with the car that, that they got for my so-called cousin.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a nice looking car. It's a 84 Riviera.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And the only thing she said that it had a transmission leak.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and one of my mother's friends, you know, he worked
for. Yes, ma'am. I know. Yes, those are. So you ain't got a good deal on that. I know it's probably a good deal.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a 90-something Nissan, but getting steel. We don't know how we would get rid of it.
That's right, yes, sir.
I don't know unless you want to try it.
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
You say it's a 90-something?
Yes, that's what he said. I think he said a 92 or something like that.
A 92?
Yes, sir.
Nissan?
Yes, sir.
What's all wrong with it?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have his phone number?
My brother.
The one that brought him Nissan?
No, sir. Well, Kenneth, yes, sir.
Well, you can't dial
it? Okay, yes, sir. Hold on.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Speak to Kenneth.
Who was that?
That's his so-called daughter.
Yeah.
Ken?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Anselm. I'm a so-called Bill Brown.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I sound like Uncle Rob, the person named Uncle Rob. Hey, look here. What's wrong with that Nissan?
Hanging up, I guess. But... Sir? Sir?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
He sounds just like Uncle Robert, don't he?
Oh, yes, sir.
When he talks, yeah, hello. Just like Uncle Robert. Have you ever talked to Uncle Robert?
Yes, sir.
And you don't tell me he don't sound like him?
He do sound like Uncle Robert now that you're saying that. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ma'am. What kind of game y'all finna play on me? Uncle Robert?
Yes, sir.
And then, yeah, it doesn't sound
Yes, sir.
But he sound like them down home people. Have you? Did you speak to her sister or somebody so called the way the cookie crumble?
Yesterday, no, sir.
Oh, you didn't? I thought maybe. Oh, well, she stand over there with brother and some mama so called Sean never stand, is it?
I don't really know where she's standing at, to be truthful with you now.
Oh, yeah, because it seems like she's staying there.
No, because she's supposed to be. My mother was saying that she was back there at the house, but she don't never really be there. So I don't really know.
Oh, yeah, she's trying to catch up on lost time, huh?
I don't know what she's
catch up on the gates of hell real fast.
Yeah, well, it's like yesterday, you know, her and so-called Paulette, my so-called sister Paulette.
Yes, ma'am.
Their father's sister and daughter had came out here. My mother had went and got them from the airport yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but now so-called Cookie wasn't nowhere to be found, and her auntie, you know, she kept asking me, did I hear from her? First, when I came in, she thought maybe she had came back with me, and I told her I didn't know where she was, but she wasn't nowhere to be found, and, you know, that's some of what you would call their so-called family, you know. But my so-called sister, so-called Paulette, she did have to work. She was at work and everything, you know, so it was the reason why she wasn't there. But we don't know what happened to so-called Cookie.
Oh, well, we know. I told you she's only trying to, can't nothing beat her to the gates of hell herself personally. They're trying to catch up on lost time.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then when I got in the prison, that's one of these mama, the nothing was on about mama, put that rap on and make them seem like that they're thinking to get the state of bliss.
Yes, sir.
And when they wake up from the state of bliss, they're in the state of pure hell for trying to go along with what's dingling up under their dress.
Oh, yes, sir. I had to bring this out, sir, in speaking with my so-called sister, so-called Paulette, today.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was telling me how, you know, that Aunt so-called Cookie had painted this ugly picture of us, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And then she said that when she spoke about the argument, the so-called argument that myself and Aunt so-called Cookie had.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was saying the way that Aunt so-called Cookie was telling her that I made a statement pertaining to when we were in North Carolina. And so she said the way she told the story was like, you know, they really would, you would think that I'd made up something on her. So she said without, you know, even mentioning it, what happened when my so-called cousin and my daughter got here.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said she was talking, and so Shirley had asked, well, you know, well, how did the argument come about? So so-called Paulette said she told her that. So that was the truth manifesting itself right there, because I wasn't a real knower of that. It was just something that I saw a little, but I didn't know for sure, for a surety, but then she cleared it right there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, yes, sir. I got the master of the deep life. I'm the search for the message of the resurrection. It says anything dead in darkness should surely be brought to the light.
Yes, sir.
There's no sense in trying to hide it at night.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So I'll praise the truth to Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace D. Flam Hammond, and says for the mention of his undone. That's one reason that Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace D. Flam Hammond, and
my so-called sister, so-called Paulette, was saying, you know, after being here, you know, for the baby's so-called birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said, well, she ready to, she wants to come back again. And she see, she don't see nothing like the picture that she tried to paint for them.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you got to always remember this here. That wasn't the picture that a lot of guys in the prison master was deep around 100 and nothing was under 100. Had his sister trying to paint that picture so that the truth of the reality of just where the good standing there, a lot of guys in the prison master was deep around 100 and nothing was under 100. Have you right?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I know that. Yes, sir.
So that's all that a lot of guys in the prison master was deep around 100 and nothing was under 100. Mama did because she go from that's his particular works.
Yes.
So that the family down on that end would be able to know the reality of the real end.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
I'm praising you to Allah, God, and the prison master, one of the deep Ram, Hamlet says, for the men that have been done, Elijah Muhammad. So now back to where we was at. Bring me up on some more, brother, some of Mr. Jabari in his wheelchair.
Okay, yes, sir. The sister and so-called Cynthia let me know that the brother had been in the vintage. And she said that so-called Calvin, them first they didn't want to really come out and tell it, but that it was brought to the open, you know, and then as the so-called Jabari went on and admitted that he did it. So I told the sister the money that I had sent down there, I had told her to give, you know, for so-called Calvin and as the so-called Jabari, to give the money to that so-called Jabari for them to pay for their tickets and everything. So I instructed the sister to go and take the money from as the so-called Jabari and for her to get the tickets for them.
Yes,
ma'am. And so anyway, he made it stay. First, he hung up the phone on me when this happened, right? So then I called back and I was talking to so-called Calvin, and I was letting him know because I know I had told her to give him a few dollars in his own pocket that he could get his own food, you know, to eat.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I had told the sister that that was fine as long as I was going to let so-called Calvin know not to give him so-called Jabari nothing other than buy him something to eat.
Yes, ma'am.
So then when I was speaking with so-called Calvin, and so-called Jabari had snatched the phone from him and was talking to me, and I was saying, brother, why would you go and do something like that? You know, who saw, how in the open was this? Who saw you go and get it? He said, well, I was just in pain, and I had to have it. I had to have it. I said, well, brother, that's why, you know, he had asked me over and over again to go and purchase, because he was, first he was taking the medication that they had prescribed for me, and I was explaining to the brother that I have to have that. So I went and I bought him some from the store, and he had those to take with him. I said, well, what's wrong with the pills? You had those, so why couldn't you take those? And then also, when I took the brother to the hospital the other day, the doctor there at the hospital told him all he had to do was call to his doctor in San Francisco and have them to write, call him a prescription in at the hospital up here, and we could just go and pick it up.
Yes, ma'am, but he don't want to do that.
Right, yes, sir.
Because he's busy working that thing.
And so then the brother made a statement to me saying, well, I don't care. I did it, and I'll do it again. If I have to do it, I don't care.
That's what see, let me explain something. Let me say this here. I'm not down to the master of the Lord. I'm just letting the brother know. I want you to understand that. See, when the brother was told a long time ago, brother, don't do nothing that Allah God, the master of the Lord, the master of the Lord, told you not to do, even if he come behind you and try you.
Yes, sir.
He told the, you know, in other words, I said, brother, you see these sisters here, Sister Anselm, Mama, the so-called Mercy, and another Sister Anselm, Mama, the one that he was with or something, you know?
Yes, sir.
I said, under no circumstances, I told him even before God, under no circumstances. Okay, now see, now you're told exactly how to do, and you don't alter to it, and the degree that you alter to it is the degree that you're putting yourself into the lake of fire. I said, do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So him and Brother Anselm and the so-called Larry Wilkes, you know, they always will say, I don't care. He told them, well, I don't care. I heard him, the sister said that he said, this is what Sister Anselm and the so-called version of them said, that he said, they both said, I don't care. If he tells me to do this, I'm going to do it. But I already told him, even if I say that in front of the sisters, they know not to do it.
Yes.
That's the exact thing, because he would say one thing, but then he would turn right around and still, if I say, okay, well, brother, in fact, I didn't even have to say it.
Yes, sir.
Because he was pushing that issue, and he said he don't care. He began to give feedback, saying he don't care because he couldn't have did it unless it was the will of Allah God, the person of Master Rodney, Sir Muhammad.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I said? In other words, utilizing it for the benefit of, you know, that's utilizing the knowledge for the benefit of the wrongdoing.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to justify it.
Yes, sir. And then another thing that he did, you know how he sometimes do those things intentionally? He drank some prune juice. He drank some prune juice.
He'll do that too.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, when he gets full of the alcohol, you know, he gets that vendetta against me.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then he try to make everybody down there, try to make everybody that's around there think through his deeds and action that I'm the cause of all this here and that too.
Yes, sir.
In other words, so that everybody said, well, the answers ain't no good. And he figured that I'm getting back at him now.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.